Thank you. Another term which is very often utilized is supervised learning. Can you give some examples of applications that use it? I mean, what is supervised learning and how can be used?
Yeah. Well, I will say that supervised learning is the most common sub-branch of machine learning today. Supervised learning is a form of learning where, for a given input, a true outcome is available, and this truth can be taught to the model. In other words, as a teacher or as a supervisor, for each input given to the model, we know what the output of the model should be, and we want the model to incorporate the general rule. Typically, this happens by minimizing what is called an error or a cost function, which represents the distance between the desired output values and the actual output values generated by the model during the training phase. Actually, supervised learning can be assumed to be successful when the final overall error over a set of examples which have not been used during the training phase is under a predefined threshold. The training phase can be very long, but once we have concluded it properly, we have a very powerful tool, basically operating in real time for the processing of the new data. Supervised learning can be useful in many fields. A rather massive application regards image classification, object detection in the images. In this case, the true data are labeled by human image interpretation. That classification can be performed at various levels: pixel level, patch level, as we said, object level. The level of classification guides the choice of the inputs that we want to give to the model. More in particular, supervised learning is now very much applied in Earth observation, where we want to make estimation of biogeophysical parameters from data collected by satellites. An interesting example regards precision farming in agriculture. If we want to monitor the biomass of a crop in order to optimize the amount of the fertilizer to be used, we can exploit satellite measurements taken on that crop. However, especially at the microwave region of the electromagnetic spectrum, the extraction of vegetation parameters is not trivial, because the measurement is also, let's say, contaminated by the underlying soil. So, artificial intelligence supervised models can definitely be one of the tools which allow us to retrieve that part of the information in the measurement more connected to the vegetation, discarding the one more conditioned by the soil.